This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the
gentlemen, it's Christmas Eve 2018. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And you got the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer. We have a full slate of guests today. And to say that the quickening is here would be an understatement. To say that each broadcast becomes the next most important broadcast we've ever done is the truth. Everything is accelerating. The sides are becoming very, very clear, and people are choosing which side they're on. It is December 24th, 2018. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And, you know, I don't like having Roger Stone on about Russiagate, because we all know it's a canard. It's a bucket of baloney. That's putting it lightly. It's putting it family style. Bravo Sierra is what it is. But now they say Mueller's report will be out by February, and this will supposedly be over because Congress would have already launched 80 new fake investigations, which Mueller then has got his bloodhounds out to supply them with information on, none of it dealing with Russia. Mueller is the bagman or the mule. Clint Eastwood just plays a mule in his new hit movie, The Mule. Make a documentary about Mueller. You have to call him the mule for Bugsy's, you know, for all these different corrupt gangsters, for narcotics trafficking, for child trafficking, for uranium trafficking. Robert Mueller is the mule. But Roger, when they came out and released his House testimony that was secret to Mueller, who'd already had it, it was all PR stunt, they didn't let him respond to what was really in it. They only cherry-picked it, telling us that they are moving against Roger Stone in a big way as their final patsy. So Roger Stone's popping in. Then Stephen Mosier is a very respected researcher, and he's got a big story out in the New York Post about how the arrest of Chinese princes exposes regime's world domination plot. Now, this is a case of next month's news today. I've already laid out exactly what the Pentagon and the CIA are now saying, because I already know who she is. She is the most powerful woman in China. Her father was the right-hand man and grandfather to the Communist Party. Her grandfather, the right-hand man to Mao Zedong. Her father, the head of the Communist Party. And this is their control grid into everything we do with the 5G. So the author of Bully of Asia, who wrote the big article for the New York Post that was linked up on drudgereport.com this weekend, will be joining us. And then we have some video game makers popping in. I've done a really interesting piece with yours truly that deals with the standing up to the establishment media. And then Owen Benjamin, the great comedian and analyst, he really is a great analyst about propaganda, will be hosting the fourth hour today. Tomorrow will be a special rebroadcast, but on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it'll be David Knight, Owen Schroyer, and myself here live. Because wild horses could not drag us away. Some of the War Room won't be live. Some of the morning show won't be live, David Knight's show. But this broadcast will be live. Those guys will be co-hosting it with me. And some of the War Room and some of the David Knight show will be live, too. I'm not sure which days, but we're going to be in and out. It's really a working vacation. We're going to be up here strategizing and working on big stories and literal housekeeping, getting equipment together, cleaning up our desk, you know, stuff like that. Because when you're fighting the globalists, your off time is shining your boots and carrying the trash out and doing stuff like that. So we'll literally be up here getting this place ship shape on many levels and getting ready to relaunch into the new year. You've got our 110% commitment to work 18 hours a day for ourselves and your family, because we're all in this together, and you've been standing with us. So we really appreciate it. We're going to stand with you. You've got our full commitment. We're working for you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
When I tell stories like this, I don't do it to brag. I do it to give the listeners and viewers all across the U.S. and all across the world the positive news. When I see negative stuff, I tell you about it. When I see positive things, I talk about it. I went up to Omaha, Nebraska to spend the last few days with my wife's, my second wife, my real wife, my awesome wife's father, who's had some heart problems and things. So she was up there taking him to clinics and hospitals and things. And at the same time, visiting time with her father. So I had a lot of time kind of by myself to poke around the real Rust Belt. It's still a beautiful city in many ways, Omaha, Nebraska. And then my wife hadn't seen the mule. I had seen it with some friends about a week and a half ago. So I said, let's take your dad to a movie. So we got in there and got him out of the car and, you know, got him in the movie because he has trouble walking. And I'd already seen the movie. And well, you know, we'd eaten dinner way early. I wanted a hot dog and some nachos. So I go out there at like 8 o'clock at night, and we'd eaten at about 5, and I get the fast food, and I get the hot dog, and I get the nachos, and all of a sudden, everybody behind the counter wants to take pictures and shake my hand, and the manager comes out. Now, by the time I do that, more people come, and I'm like, okay, that's like 20 people, everyone that comes in here, because it wasn't that busy. Everybody was in the movies. It was in between, you know, the film flooding out. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. I got to get back to the movie. My wife's going to wonder where I am. I've been out here 20 minutes. I'm trying to eat the nachos while I'm shaking hands and they're taking photos. More people come up. It's almost everyone. So I probably take 25, 30 photographs, sign autographs. They're pulling out Gadsden flags out of the back of the movie theater. And it's the big fancy mega mall they built there. It's all real modern. And so this is the nicest theater in Omaha. So I go back in. My wife's like, where have you been? I go, I got mobbed outside. We go out 20 minutes later at the end of the movie. And there are 50 people or more, mainly Generation Z high school men and women, young people, young adults. And it's just crazy. And we're like, hey, I got to get her dad outside. And as we go outside, I'm walking through the night, and more people are running in saying, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I was flash mobbed. And people say, well, why didn't you videotape it? At a certain point, you're trying to hide. And I'm not like, oh, I'm a celebrity, leave me alone. The good news is I got flash mobbed in Omaha, Nebraska. In the middle of nowhere, just trying to get a hot dog and cheese nachos, if I would have stayed, because here's the deal. The car was parked in a parking garage down the street about 100 yards. We had to drive out in front of the theater, and when we drove by, it wasn't just people running in saying, Alex Jones, like a movie. When I drove by, there were more people running into the theater. And I rolled down the window, and they were yelling, Alex Jones. So there was hysteria, like Elvis Presley was there or something. Now, again, I'm not building myself up. Forget me. They just see InfoWars as a symbol of standing up to the globalists. And let me tell you, our flight back, because the flight cancellations and things, we had to go through Denver and then come back. So it took me all day yesterday to get home. So, you know, 2-hour flight. It was like a 10-hour fiasco. In the Denver International Airport, it was like Fight Club. People were like, appreciate you. Keep it up. Everywhere. I mean, I'm talking like every second person, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, foreigners, you name it. So the good news to all the listeners and viewers is, I don't know what zeitgeist we've hit or what's going on. Oh, another thing, people kept saying, Merry Christmas. And I'd say, oh, and they'd go, and they'd wink at me. The flight attendants, the pilots, I've got to take a hidden camera with me and go out in public now and just show this, because this is what scares the hell out of the globalists, because I'm only a focal point. I'm a symbol of the liberty movement that they've tried to suppress and demonize and destroy. But people know the globalists are such liars that then it makes them embrace us even more. It's insane. And it's also frightening. It's crazy. I had, you know, women coming over that were obviously lesbians, you know, that were listeners. I had old people and black people and Hispanics and folks that could barely speak English and Germans and Japanese. And it's the point where I have to, like, my wife goes, just go get a hat. So I went in the store and bought a hat. It made it a little bit better because I can't get down the concourse now. And here's the thing. They're not spitting on me. They're not throwing drinks on me. If I stayed in much longer, they would literally be putting me on their shoulders. So here's the deal. I made a deep analysis of this. Trump is winning, and most people love him. The fake polls are out there, but still he's more popular than Obama was at this time. The people are awake. They get a con job when they see it. And we've bet on America. We've bet on humanity. You bet on humanity. And it's a magic time to be alive. But that said, the globalists are going to strike back, and I don't know all the different ways they're going to do it. I've got a good idea. We're going to talk about it today, but this has reached insane levels. And what happened was we were big, and then Hillary said I was the devil and tried to use me to hurt Trump. It helped Trump, so the media built me up even bigger, and then they said, now we got to destroy him, but then that didn't work, and now this is like gone supernova and is out of control. And I don't know what to do at this point. Because nationalism is exploding. The yellow vest in Belgium and in France have run the police out of the city squares, out of the capitals, because the police are sick of the government too. And the top generals are ready to remove Macron. And it's on, folks. Just understand humanity has a will. Humanity has power. And if you just tap into that power, not the power to screw people over, not the power to screw kids, not the power to devil worship, not the power to do bad stuff, but the power to be good, you dial into that power, it's electric. And it's unstoppable. And everything the globalists have done, sneaking up on us like Lilliputians and trying to tie us down, is only going to blow up in their face now. Now, I've given you the good news, and I'm sure you've got your own good news. You can share. We're opening the phones up later when we have time. We got like 4 or 5 guests today, but I love your calls. But when we come back, let me give you the bad news. And just talk about what we're fighting for and what we're dealing with here. Because the globalists openly said we're going to crash the economy 3 months ago to stop Trump. And boy, are they not doing it. And Trump has the power under the Federal Reserve Act and under the executive to abolish it. We're going to get into that. But they're plunging the markets, not just here, but all the world, saying we're going to do this to hurt nationalists and to hurt these people. Well, okay, hurt us. Just because you hurt us doesn't mean we submit to you if we have any common sense. They think you're so dumb that if they hurt you, you'll love those that hurt you instead of those that fought to try to protect you and themselves. But he's pulling all the trips out, just like he said he'd do. They're freaking. And now I was driving into work, and somebody must have been driving my car while I was gone because it was on NPR. And two songs in a row were anti-war Christmas songs. War's over if you want it, jingle bells. And I thought, you know, there's the left. They're against war. They hate Trump for pulling out of these murderous wars. And there he is with criminal justice reform that the Democrats put in to give blacks three times the sentences. And then Trump fixes it. They're like, shut up, you Nazi. Don't let the blacks out of jail. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then he's fighting on all these fronts to secure our border. He wants stronger sentences for actual violent offenders and let nonviolence out. And all this common sense, they don't know what to do, and so they just hope people don't pay attention. So you're watching history happen. Oh, and the media's trying to spin it. The military's mad. I've talked to a lot of current serving people. I've talked to a lot of CIA commandos, everybody else. They all love this. They were pissed at Trump when he let Mattis keep the troops in for a couple of years. Oh, by the way, in Afghanistan, by the way, Mattis was supposed to stay another month. Trump just threw his ass out of the White House today. Threw him out on his ass.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Yes, I do.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign,
and I'm very
to
proud
influence
of the
voters
exactly
in their
what
life. And then they began to weaponize.
I think people agree with him, actually.
And they began
to believe that we've been at war,
some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, my reputation's amazing because I come from the exact same people. Pro-America, anti-communist, that discovered the globalist plan more than 50 years ago, like Fred Trump. So I've been in the same operation that's organic from the American people. I've been part of the very same stay-behind network of Americans to challenge the globalists. And now they are the stay-behind network. Now they are beginning to be removed. Now they are beginning to feel our fingers around their throats. Doesn't matter what knives they shove in our guts, we got good old boy guts. Because by the time our eyes roll back in our heads, our enemy will be dead. Yes! They can't stand our spirit. When you run for cover, globalists, we're not running for cover. You think all your attacks made us upset or scared? They only guided us over you. Your fires of war only awakened the giant. And now, your fall forever is close. And then, we will face the AI and the next levels. You are nothing but a training toy for babies. So prepare to join the ash heap of history with your fallen gods, Hillary Clinton, Baphomet, Satan, and Lucifer. Because this Christmas, we are going to receive the knowledge of the next level. All right, let's get serious and get focused here. Let me just give you the headlines here, because we're going to get into all this, but this is insane. Trump runs on pulling out of Afghanistan and pulling out of Syria. There's a huge backstory to that, obviously. And then when Trump starts bombing and Trump starts increasing troops, I say they've told him it's a buildup to pull out to negotiate a strategy with the Taliban. But the globalists are double dealing. They control the Taliban. They're telling them, don't give up, don't stop. So Trump discovers how the Arab Spring was funded by Obama and ISIS created by the deep state. And so Trump says, okay, we made a deal with Russia before I even left office. Obama was a part of it. The Pentagon was, to circumvent his treason. It was so bad they were going to collapse Turkey all the way into Europe and let the entire Muslim invasion force enter, creating a world depression. So the Pentagon 7 years ago, 6 years ago, said no to that plan. Trump gets briefed on it when he's just a citizen. He runs for office. He tries to stop it. Deep state flips out, says, don't do that. Give us time to clean it up. Trump says, no, They say, listen, this should go sideways, just let us do it. Then Trump learns that they're actually secretly supplying al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS forces, all the same group, through cutout organizations in the Pentagon to keep the war going. And so Trump finally says, that's it. We're not resupplying the Kurds. We're not resupplying ISIS. We're not resupplying. If Hezbollah does anything, we'll attack him from the air. And he's told Iran. He's told Syria, Assad. He's told Israel. He's told Erdogan in Turkey. He's told all of them, it's over. And the next country that goes in there and tries to destabilize things ahead of Assad having elections, which he promises after the Civil War he'll have, then he'll leave. If you try to ruin this peace, we will then attack you with the full force. Now, that is a very moral, good, Solomon-like mindset. Not of creating crisis, not of a strategy of tension, but a strategy of stabilization. That's a big, big, big deal. And so after all the leftists being against the Iraq war and against the Afghanistan war and against Syria and all the daily death counts, our Pentagon circumvents, takes Obama out of the loop 7 years ago, comes in, tries to stabilize things, lets the Russians come in and spend their blood and treasure to basically win 80% of the war. The U.S. won the rest of it. We lost a lot of people as well. And then now we're supposed to pull out. And then Iran didn't pull out like they were supposed to. So Trump puts sanctions on them. Trump starts bombing them. If he catches any Russian contractors helping Shiites, he kills them. And Trump has told Russia, I catch Russian troops helping, I'm going to bomb them. I catch Iranian, I catch Turkish, I catch anybody, you're dead. And then he actually was honorable and pulled 2,000 troops who were daily truck supplies of food and armaments to the Kurds who were allied with ISIS. And that's it. You're like, well, what, the Kurds were fighting ISIS years ago. Yeah, but now they're allied with them. So Trump has made the moral and correct high ground decision. Because now he's turning his eye to Iran. Trump went to Saudi Arabia. He negotiated previously with them over the phone and via letter. And he said, I know you're funding al-Qaeda and all the other variants. I know you've been working with Western intelligence to do it since the British put you in power almost 100 years ago. He said, if you do it, we're going to overthrow you right now. And they said, oh, no, we'll stop. In fact, we'll let women drive cars and go to college and start taking their burkas off. And Trump said, bingo. So to respond to that, they begin flipping out and going crazy all over our news that Trump is the worst person on earth because the war's over if you want it to be, because he knows it'll send hundreds of billions of dollars a year home to America that we need to rebuild. From a military perspective, build new weapon systems, not just waste it all and, on blood and treasure. And that's why Rand Paul has said he's very proud of President Trump. Here's that clip.
Proud of the president. This is exactly what he promised. And I think the people agree with him, actually. I think people believe that we've been at war too long in too many places and that we do need to turn attention to problems we have at home here. Roads, bridges, schools. We have a lot of problems in our country, and I think people are tired of spending. You know, we spent several trillion dollars on these wars everywhere, and I think the president promised that he'd be different. And it's really one of the reasons he won, because he actually attracts independents who aren't beholden to either party, who say, you know what, why don't we turn attention back to America?
And remember, Trump said on record he was against the 2003 war. The media said he lied, but we played all the clips here from Fox and CNN. And, but see, now they can't deny it. He's following through on his promises, and they're angry. They're upset. And it just shows you how evil the left is. I mean, NPR, CNN, they are like the war party now, right there with the neocons. What a disgusting group of people. But when is the average liberal going to say, I'm not a leftist, and say, my God, Trump is the maverick, he's the liberator, and when are you going to start really appreciating him and admitting you got conned?
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The year
is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So, we're sitting back watching the first president in modern history to remove troops from a war. And I was told that Bannon brought in Mattis and that Bannon brought in Kelly and that they were total snakes the whole time working for the establishment. I was told that by the Pentagon, by patriots in the Pentagon. I was told that by Roger Stone. I was told that by DrudgeReport.com, what Drudge was writing a year and a half ago. And I'm such a team player. I don't like to infight. I just said, well, the president has got these people in there, and so he must know what he's doing. And he's good at policy, but no, these guys lie to his face. And so from now on, we're going to... So notice they're scared of InfoWars trying to communicate with the president. They're scared of you writing letters or calling or going to rallies and saying things, because he really listens to the average people, not the establishment. So I apologize for backing Bannon. I kind of bought into the whole corporate media attacking him, saying he was running things, he was the patriot. They were building him up so that Trump would buy into it and wouldn't know. Turns out Matt Drudge and others saw right through it. And I've apologized for it. I mean, I didn't get a red cent for supporting Bannon. All I got was hell. And now I wonder what he's up to behind the scenes. He thinks he's so damn smart, man. See, here's the thing. I can think Machiavellian, and I can think treacherous, but then I'm always covering what they're doing. I can't apply it myself. I just can't do it. I have limitations. I have blind spots. You could say it's a good thing. But all I've got is straight shooting. And these people that just, they get into lies and manipulation and they don't even know who they are anymore. It's like Louis Gohmert said to the head of Google, he said, you don't even know the light if you saw it. It's like you're a blind man. But see, I can see darkness, I can see evil, but I can't do it. I don't know how to explain that. And the problem is, I can't do evil stuff, literally. I mean, I do bad stuff sometimes out of anger and I feel bad about it later, but I can't, like, launch an evil plan that screws people over and that lies to people and then feel good about it. And then I don't know how to explain it. It's like I can't even, like, I'm so loyal that I'm disloyal. Does that make sense? And that's an important thing to quantify and to realize that, because the hindsight is 2020. All I can say is this. Steve Bannon is so damn bad. And I can't tell you what I know at this point. And you're like, well, he's been diminished. You know, nobody cares about him, but he's creeping around with Jeffrey Epstein and he's creeping around in my business. I mean, he's in my business, man. Because he goes over to Europe and declares himself the leader of the nationalist movement. No one's buying it. They're like, pfft. He goes around everywhere just declaring, I'm the leader. I am the leader. No, you're not. You're Robert Mueller's butt boy. And we all know it. So all I can say is get behind me, Satan. God, he thinks I'm stupid. Dude, I'm not stupid. I just don't swim in the waters that you inhabit. I got a septic tank at my house, but I don't go take the lid off of it and crawl in it. Got it? A lot of listeners are probably, what the hell are you talking about? I here's the problem. I know so much, and a lot of it is stuff I can't get into on air. And so it becomes very frustrating. Trump's doing real criminal justice reform. Trump's literally trying to secure our nation so we have a nation. He's literally trying to boost the economy and bring back jobs. And the globalists are sabotaging it and attacking it and trying to destroy it. That should make you really angry. And he's bringing our troops home. And they got the right wing attacking Trump. Oh, he's going to let murderers out of jail. No, he's trying to stop the murderers getting out of jail, whether it be an illegal alien or a citizen. But if you were put in jail 25 years ago with no criminal record previous and no armed robbery or no breaking in a house and you got busted with cocaine 20 years ago, let's let your ass out of prison and put somebody in there that raped somebody. Because there is corruption in the prisons. Somebody that got busted with cocaine 20 years ago but's nonviolent makes a good prison worker. But somebody who's a real killer, well, they don't make a lot of money. Plus, you want to put them back on the street to create a crisis. Everything grassroots Democrats said they wanted to make them look appealing to everybody. Lower black unemployment, build industry in poorer areas, criminal justice reform, pulling troops out of these 18-year-long wars. Trump's doing everything that the people want, that the grassroots military wants. It's common sense. And what does he get for doing all that? He gets demonized and attacked, and everybody's afraid to support him openly because they'll get attacked too. They're all a bunch of cowards. But then they attack me, and they go, look at Jones sycophantically supporting the president. Well, because my gut told me Trump was good, and because I've seen him do so much good and saw him fail in some ways, still I supported him because they were trying to make me not support him. But now, the last 5 days, criminal justice reform that's very reasonable and good, not balking, not blinking on the border, not standing down, standing up to Schumer, trying to secure our sovereignty, pulling troops out of that death mill Afghanistan and Syria, and seeing the big banks and all the chi-coms and all our enemies trying to plunge our economy, and seeing Trump up there getting rid of the dead weight and the traitors, and now going in on his own like a real man. You're damn right I'm supporting him, and I'm proud I did. And lo and behold, my gut was right again. I can't believe I ever doubted it. Told you Trump steadfast, and just as the sun came up this morning, unless there's providence, but I think it is in Trump's plan. I've had some conversations with some people close to the president. He doesn't want to go out like a nobody. He knows his name is totally bound to this and his whole family. Trump is very fatalistic. He believes if he goes into this, I remember one thing a football coach told me that was the best thing I ever got told. And it was so important. I wasn't that good of a player. They put me in varsity when I was a freshman after the season. One of three people. And I hated it. I quit. And I was getting run over. It was so painful. But it was because I made some big plays and I hurt people. And they liked that. But this coach told me, he said, you go 110%, you don't get hurt. You go anything less than 100+%, you're going to get hurt. And I learned it's true. You go 100% or you get hurt. And the president is going 110%. Because he believes in you. He's ready to die. He's ready to be killed. He's ready to be impeached. He doesn't give a damn. Because he knows in the tarot card deck, there's got to be something called the king. Something called the prince. Something called the hero. There's got to be somebody that doesn't back down. There's got to be somebody that doesn't sell out. There's got to be somebody that isn't a pedophile. There's got to be somebody that loves God. And Trump is that card. InfoWars is that card. You are that card. So get ready for fireworks, because this is it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Jeunesse Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year.
It's Christmas Eve. Alex Jones here live.
With the kids jingle.
And boy, the biggest Christmas present is the American people are awakening. There's nationalist uprisings everywhere. Globalists are losing almost every election. And the reason I called Roger Stone this morning, other than him calling me last night and I missed his call, was to say what he just said on air. And I called him this morning at about 8 a.m., and I forgot to bring this up. And I was just talking to him during the break, and he said, if they're coming after me, they're coming after you. And I know that's an understatement, but Mueller says he's releasing his report by a month and a half from now in February. Now, who knows? He lies so much, it may not be true. He's literally the mule with the uranium. So everybody's sick of Russiagate. We know it's phony, other than Hillary and the globalists selling the country up. But they use it for the illegal spying on Trump as the cover for all their crimes for Obama and Hillary. And I want to get into all, Trump keeping his
promise to pull troops out of all these places, Afghanistan, Syria. I want to get into the economy and how they're trying to plunge it right now. I mean, there's so much to get to, but we should hit this now because, Roger, you normally get to get at least 10% response to all their lies. You're a hardworking guy, so when they say Roger Stone admits he's a Russian agent or General Flynn's a Russian agent, you get to go on and say that's not true. But this week, and I always said, when they don't let you respond is when they're getting ready to put you in the barrel. They released this House Intelligence Committee interview, which you'd always want it released, which Mueller already had, which means if he's saying he wants it publicly, he means to put it out publicly. So it's all a big stage deal. I was with you 2 weeks ago in D.C. to confront the head of Google, which is a very successful operation, Sundar Pichai. And the media was just like, we got you in total lying to Congress. We've got you. And they were just laughing because they've been given their pre-story. And now we hear. But I remember talking to you about your testimony and what you said. Same thing you were saying on air. I was there. And you're like, well, this is off record, but I'll say it now. This is during the campaign. Yeah, Fox News just let me go as a contributor. It's not really supposed to be public. They pay me, but... you know, would InfoWars hire me? And I said, you know, Roger, you're a good guy on the show. I promote your website and I sell your book. That's good. I don't have a lot of extra money laying around. But I said, if you could get me Julian Assange, because you've been talking about your intermediary, I go, this jerk goes on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times video, but not us. And you're like, well, I'll try. I know this talk show host that knows him, and he's going. I mean, I remember you. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, oh, you want this job for me. It's just a story of what happened. I remember literally, you know, saying, no, you're not. And it was like a year till I gave you a job for other stuff, but because you're a good guy and give commentary. But I was there. When Assange wouldn't give us anything, I called him names on air. I called him Hillary Clinton's butt plug. So this claim. Meanwhile, what's wrong with talking to Assange? Everybody else did. This idea that you've perjured yourselves, and they're going, well, you know, in his testimony, he admits that he once WikiLeaks said, sorry, we won't talk to you. He said he never communicated. Well, someone saying, I'm not going to talk to you is not communication. If I walk up to a speakeasy, they have those here in Austin, which are all trendy and cool. One time, my girlfriend, when I was divorced, says, I want to go to the speakeasy. It's so cool. There was some, you know, liberal director in there. So once we get in there, they're like, well, they want you to leave. I'm like, well, screw your little stupid place. It's so trendy. It's so exclusive. But this is this whole thing that I saw Assange doing, Roger. And so what we know is what you said is true. If they come for you, they're coming for me. It's definitely been inexorably twined. Now, I didn't throw you overboard when this became clear a year and a half ago, because I'm not somebody that, you know, cuts bait. But that's where we are right now.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. I mean, the illegal leak by Adam Schiff, ahead of a vote by the House Intelligence Committee, is the result of literally a one-year insidious and relentless campaign by Adam Schiff and Congressman Eric Swalwell and Ted Deutch and others who have systematically distorted the facts and have spouted disinformation regarding my testimony. Just last week on ABC... Adam Schiff said, well, new stories demonstrate that Roger Stone's contacts with WikiLeaks were more extensive than he disclosed to the committee. No, Congressman, no, they were not. Actually, I disclosed to the committee that Randy Credico, the New York City talk show host you referred to, was my source who told me that the WikiLeaks disclosures would be significant and that they would come in October. And as for emails with Jerry Corsi, there's no evidence that Jerry Corsi ever had any contact with WikiLeaks or Assange. And Mr. Mueller knows that. And so does the House Intelligence Committee. So, once again, we're right back where we started. No Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, and no perjury. You see a piece in Politico this week, Alex, that says, but Stone exchanged direct messages with the WikiLeaks flack. Yeah, direct messages I disclosed to the committee over a year ago at the time of my testimony, in which they brushed me off. Again, no evidence of collusion. But you're right. What's different this time is the fact that I released a letter last Friday morning when I was in Austin, in which I called on the committee to release my testimony. Why do they fear transparency? Let's let everybody look at it. When you see it, you will see that it's Adam Schiff and Schiff Shapers who have been lying, and not Roger Stone. But for the first time ever, My response got very little coverage, and hosts openly salivate on CNN about breaking me, destroying me, sending me to prison for the rest of their life. Don't bet on it.
But clearly, they've got their new 80-plus fake investigations coming up, Roger, in the Congress, so they want to go ahead and put the fake Russiagate to bed. What's the timeline on that?
Well, the speculation is that they would release a report in February, but who knows? They keep moving the goalpost. $25 million, I think almost 30, 2 years in, they still have zero evidence of Russian collusion or any collaboration or coordination with the Trump campaign. They put Michael Cohen's exploration of a Russian real estate deal in all the headlines just to establish the word Russia, as if that is illegal or improper, or whether it means anything whatsoever. So that's where we are now. In other words, having no evidence of real crimes or Russian collusion, this is all devolved down to process crimes or trumped up perjury traps, which is why I have declined to go testify for the witch hunts being conducted by the Senate Judiciary and the Senate Intelligence Committees. Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina is a disgrace in the way he lets the Democrats use him as an instrument against President Trump. Meanwhile, the most incredible thing is the hard left, who in my entire lifetime were anti-war and who hated the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan when George W. Bush was president, now are embracing war and saying Donald Trump should be impeached because he ended the war in Syria, where we have no business to begin with, and because he took our troop level down by 50% in Afghanistan. The entire world is bass-ackward, as far as I can tell.
Let's talk about that, because you've got the criminal justice reform pulling troops out. I mean, this should be a wet dream for Democrats. Instead, they act like it's cyanide.
It's really extraordinary. In the last couple months, Donald Trump has legalized industrial hemp. He has talked about removing marijuana from the Schedule 1 list. He has ended the war in Syria. He's on his way to ending the war in Afghanistan. He has reformed our criminal justice system so that people, mostly minorities, don't go to jail for 15 years for a first-time nonviolent crime of marijuana possession. You would think the left would be happy, but because it's Donald Trump, we are against anything that he's for. A handful of House African-American Democrats actually voted against his justice reform package. That blows my mind. They've been asking for this. They've been working for this. They've been calling for this for decades. Now Donald Trump does something, actually gets justice, and we're opposed to it because Trump was for it.
But let's face it. The Democratic Party knows how to hire black people that will keep blacks down. That's what this is they literally have hired a group of plantation owner blacks that want blacks in prison. They don't want this to stop.
Well, I'll tell you what scares the daylights out of them. The fact that because of the economy, at least prior to the time that certain forces started plotting to crash the economy, almost a third of African-American voters had a favorable view of Donald Trump. Now, that doesn't seem like much, but the fact that Donald Trump in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in Ohio, was able to run 2 to 3 points ahead of where John McCain and Mitt Romney ran in the inner city area.
That's a swing victory. So when we come back with Roger Stone in the next hour, ahead of a bunch of other guests, we're going to, on this live Christmas Eve broadcast, get into Trump's mind, why he's doing this, why he's standing up, and how the globalists are going to strike back. Trump believes you want prosperity. He believes you want freedom. The establishment thinks you're a bunch of idiots. We're about to find out what the truth is. Straight ahead with Roger Stone. Please don't forget, we still have store-wide free shipping. 50 to 75% off store-wide. Double Patriot points and a free t-shirt until the end of the year. Your purchases of products is essential. Thanks for the support. We'll be back in hour number two.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.